The Fairbanks North Star Borough wants to set up a special area for companies to develop and test drone aircraft for the military. As KUAC's Dan Bross reports, the project would capitalize on recent years' state laws aimed at helping woo the defense industry and spur economic development.
The Unmanned Aerial Vehicle Economic Development Zone is proposed for near the Richardson Highway community of Salcha, south of Fairbanks. Fairbanks North Star Borough Mayor Luke Hopkins says the plan is aimed at jump-starting an industry that's already attracted to the borough because of the University of Alaska Fairbanks' involvement in UAV research and the local Air Force and Army presence.
The military is talking about having Gray Eagles here, Army, and they also have agreements with UAF on development of infrastructure and sensory actions for UAVs.
Mayor Hopkins cites interest from major defense industry players like Lockheed Martin, General Dynamics, and Northrop Grumman. Alaska law allows for the establishment of military facility zones where municipalities can waive property taxes and companies can qualify for low-interest state financing. Hopkins says that could further entice industry to the Salcha property, which is adjacent to a military flight operations area.
We asked the companies, so what would you want to locate here? And they said, we need a tech park that we can take off and fly right into the special airspace. And that's out on the 8 square miles of borough property out at the end of Johnson Road, where the public access turns into military access.
Hopkins says 2.5 square miles of the borough land would be available for buildings and a UAV runway. A borough-hosted public meeting on the proposed industrial park held in Salcha in April drew numerous concerns, including about land access, pollution, noise, and wildfire danger. Fairbanks peace activist Rob Mulford attended the meeting and is trying to organize locals he says live in Salcha for the Alaskan lifestyle.
Not living with an industrial facility right next to you, and it's definitely not living under a winged robot assassin.
Mulford is a veteran and engineer who attends high-level military weapons conferences he says have educated him about UAVs.
The technologies that they'll be developing there are very draconian, oppressive, and invasive. They're surveillance technologies that can look at, say, 4 kilometers wide and pinpoint down to an individual.
It's a multi-step process for the borough to establish a military facility zone and a UAV industrial park there. Use of the Johnson Road property requires changing the borough's comprehensive plan, which currently designates the targeted acreage as open space natural. Mayor Hopkins is clear the decision to move forward on a military facility zone is not his.
That's up to the assembly to say that, but it's in state law that it's a local option, and again, it's a growth industry. Do we want to have that industry here, or do we want to just say, nah, let's let some other state have it? I say it should be here, and it needs to be here.
Hopkins pledges that there will be continued opportunity for people to ask questions and make comments as the proposal makes its way through the Planning Commission and Assembly review and approval process beginning later this summer. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.